With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Florida and Georgia getting ready for the arrival of what could be a powerful hurricane.
Helene is currently a tropical storm, but it's rapidly gaining strength. Senior hurricane specialist Jack Bevin of the National Hurricane Center.
The official forecast has Helene strengthening to a Category 3 hurricane before it reaches landfall along the northwest or northeastern Gulf Coast. Possibility might be stronger.
Bevin says Helene is expected to reach Florida's Gulf Coast on Thursday.
Everybody who is in the path of Helene, particularly in the northeast Gulf Coast, should be making their preparations right now, because the time to make them will be running out today.
I'm Donna Water.
The sound of sirens pierced the air in Tel Aviv, warning of an incoming rocket fired by Hezbollah in Lebanon.
The Israeli military says it intercepted the projectile, which set off air raid sirens in the city and across central Israel, and there are no reports of casualties or damage. The military says it struck the site from which the projectile was launched. Hezbollah says it was aiming at Israel's Mossad intelligence agency, which it blames for the targeted killings of its commanders and for wider attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hezbollah fired scores of missiles in Israel's direction. Also at SRNNews.com, Kamala Harris to visit Pittsburgh today, her fourth trip to the western Pennsylvania region since becoming the Democrats' presidential candidate. Republican standard-bearer Donald Trump rallies today in North Carolina. Portage County, Ohio Sheriff Bruce Zukowski has removed a controversial social media post, said that people with Harris yard signs should have their addresses recorded so that migrants could be sent to live with them. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 156 points, NASDAQ up 70. This is SRN News. The governor of Delaware vetoes assisted suicide.
John Carney has rejected a measure that would have allowed residents of the state to end their lives with the help of a doctor. Carney, a Democrat, says, quote, "I am fundamentally and morally opposed to state law enabling someone, even under tragic and painful circumstances, to take their own life." Pro-life advocates campaigned hard against the bill, which just barely passed the Delaware legislature. Supporters say they will introduce it again next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows that a solid majority of Hispanics in this country believe that abortion should be legal in most or all cases. This fact holds no matter what the religious affiliation of a Hispanic American happens to be. According to the poll, roughly 40% of them identify as Catholic, about one-third as Protestant or other Christian, and about a quarter as religiously unaffiliated. This is SRN News. Some U.S. lawmakers are steaming over apparent inconsistencies in the price of a popular weight loss drug.
The CEO of Novo Nordisk is in hot water over the rising cost of the company's popular weight loss drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy. Tuesday, senators questioned Lars Jorgensen and demanded answers as to why the U.S. faces a higher price for those drugs than other countries. Novo Nordisk charges $969 per month for Ozempic in the U.S., compared to $155 a month in Canada and just $59 a month in Germany. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Multiple Secret Service failures ahead of the July rally for former President Trump, where a gunman opened fire, were foreseeable, preventable, and directly related to the events resulting in the assassination attempt that day. That's according to a newly released bipartisan Senate investigation. More details, SRNNews.com.